Are you one of those people that has to know how much the Babe Ruth ball is actually worth?
I was going to bring it back,
but it was signed by Babe Ruth!
Yeah, you keep telling me that. Who is she?
We'll keep it right here, because today is your lucky day.
The Sultan of Clouds.
King of Crash.
The Colossus of Clouds. The Colossus of Clouds.
Babe Ruth!
It's time for Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan, sponsored by ERC Delivery and Huggins and Scott Auctions.
The Great Bear!
Good morning, everybody. I'm Tom Morgan from Triple Crown in Naperville with Vince Colmeny of ERC Delivery, Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions, and our producer is Chris Black. We're on every Saturday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. Central Time, taking your questions about the value of your collectibles. Do we have a great prize package to give away this week? Last week's winner didn't contact Vince at ERC Delivery after the end of the show when he was announced as the winner. So the 2017 Panini Elite Draft Football Box carries through to this week's package, and we're adding a box of 2017 Donruss Baseball. So we've got baseball and football, six autographs, I think, five autographs maybe in the Panini Elite Draft Pick box, and then you've got three hits in the Donruss baseball box. So give us a call, 312-332-3776. If you have a question about the value of an item, you think it might go in the Huggins and Scott auction, if it might be valuable enough, you get in the drawing. Or if you tweet a picture of an item to my attention, at @TCrownTom is my Twitter ID, and we use that in the show, then you'll also get in the drawing that way. Vince will announce the winner at the end of the show, and all the winner has to do is email Vince, and he'll set up free delivery with his company, ERC Delivery. Now, bidding ends May 4th on the Huggins and Scott May auction. The bidding began on Monday. The bidding began Monday, Bill, and on Tuesday, one of our guys, Hans, who had dropped off some signed bats that were running, they got off to such a good start, he contacts me Tuesday and sent in four more signed bats. Sweet. For the August auction. He had, in the one this time, he had a Mantle signed bat and a DiMaggio and a PSA 9 DiMaggio ball where it was graded and authenticated. And now, Vince, listen to this group here. The bats that he has that are going in for the August Huggins and Scott auction: Barry Bonds, Hank Aaron, Ken Griffey Jr., and Willie Mays. Okay, what an outfield. Now, you've only got three outfield spots, and those four guys, how would you arrange your outfield with those four guys, and who would DH?
You got to have Mays in center. Mays in center, Aaron in left.
Aaron and Wright, I would have.
Okay, Aaron and Wright, and then you got Bonds and Griffey. Oh, jeez.
Yeah, I'd have Griffey in left. I think he's just a better outfielder.
That's a tough one. But if somebody's got to sit out of those four, goodbye, Bonds.
Yeah, right. Just
go
from
sit down.
The
go
dislike
sit down.
Factor.
Yes, that's right.
Right.
That's right.
Right. But what an outfield.
Oh, my gosh.
And if you had one of those as a DH, that lineup would be something else.
I had a few of those guys on my team this year in the fantasy baseball.
And that big one we're in,
You're in second place.
When I originally did it, I thought I might have picked, you had to pick 50 guys and have your whole bench and everything. I thought I might have done too many young pitchers.
Well, you're doing pretty well.
But so far,
second place, good.
I'm very, very happy.
Nice.
And that's the one where it goes up against other teams, too. And if you can win money
an overall
from
like 20 grand to the overall, as well as the league prizes. So
go team, go.
There you go.
Hey, so how do you guys do this on your fantasy golf this week with the team?
We actually, the guy in charge was thinking of doing it and picking two guys, and he decided, let's just pass this week.
Yeah, so we have a vacation. Yes.
And my team could use a week off. Yeah. It's struggling a bit.
Yeah, my Sergio victory did pretty well, so I'm up in the top 10 or 11.
You are up there, that's right. Now, Bill, in the Huggins and Scott auction, I've got some items already. The bidding has been going for a week, so some things are doing real well. So I'm going to mix in during the show some of the pricing, what they currently are at. Now, obviously, it goes through May 4th, so this is where they are now. It doesn't mean where they're going to end, but for instance, at 2009 Upper Deck, prominent cuts. Abe Lincoln, one of one cut signature, is at $3,900. 1951 Bowman, Mickey Mantle, card number 253, graded PSA 5. That's at $6,500. Speaking of Mickey Mantles, there's two. One, a guy came through T-Crown with a group of items, and we got, I don't think they were graded. I think we got it graded for him. But his got an SGC 3 grade, a 1953 Topps Mickey Mantle, card number 82. That's at $775. Another guy has a same card, but in a PSA 5.5. That's at $2,800.
Wow.
So if you collect Mantle, or if you're making that set and you like to get the higher grade, it's there. But if you like to just get a nice copy, you know, a nice edition of it for your collection, the SGC is a really nice looking card. So either if you don't like to spend as much, you just want the card, then you can do the three. So it's kind of nice in the same auction to have that option.
Yep.
Where you can go with
yep.
either one of them. And then people, of course, bring in items during the week. This was interesting. John from Schaumburg came in. These items are going to end up going in the August Huggins and Scott auction. I'll tell you, Bill, there's been a ton of people bringing stuff in and contacting me at Triple Crown. The catalog came in. The catalog looks great. The site's doing real well. People are really, really into the Huggins and Scott stuff. But
yeah, we're going to have to get you a bat phone, one of those.
Yeah, phones. Yeah. Sometimes I feel bad. I feel like I'm calling somebody every day. You know, it's like, okay, what about, you know, and like, yeah, you again. Leave us alone. Man. But
well, and Bill, with your connections. With your connections, Bill, you could probably get him the actual bat phone, you know? You can
yeah.
actually get that
right?
one, you know?
Right. If it's not already up in your new kitchen, right? So anyway, John from Schaumburg had this. I thought this was really cool. Brian Piccolo signed 1963 $2 bill.
Wow.
I thought that was
very
really
cool.
neat.
Very
so
cool.
That is for sure going to be he went back because he also had a Ryne Sandberg game used bat that he had picked up at a Cubs care in the 80s. I don't know if they were conventions. I think this was before they had the Cubs convention. They had this Cubs care thing, and he had a couple of things where those framed things with all kinds of little pictures in them. Well, he had all the pictures from the Cubs care.
Oh,
like there's
cool.
a picture of him with Harry Carey and all these
awesome.
Different people there, so it was pretty neat. But he's there. Game used bats is what they told him. He also had a Ron Say, I think a Gary Matthews, the Sarge, and one other good player, plus the Sandberg. So we figured get them all and we'll send them all together. And then once Huggins and Scott gets them, they can figure out how they're going to lot them.
Did they have certificates of authenticity?
They didn't
official?
Have them. They didn't have them there. So Bill, you've got a guy that knows at your place that knows what to look for to be able to tell if something's actually game used or not, correct?
Yeah, well, yes, it's more of a game issued type thing. And then the use is determined. Oh, just by, you know, visual inspection on the bat.
Yeah. I was surprised how heavy the Sandberg bat was. I would have thought he would have had a lighter bat. It was surprisingly thick, you know, a heavy bat. Pretty cool bat.
He was quietly strong.
Yeah. Oh, he was good. He was, for a second baseman, were really one of the better power-hitting second basemen before all the, you know, the roids and everything took off.
Yep.
And kind of put things askew a little bit. So the number here is 312-332-3776. You can give us a call with a question about the value of an item. We have a great prize package to give away this week, a 2017 Donruss baseball box and a 2017 Panini Elite Draft football box. I've got a ton of the draft pick autographs on eBay this week. I love having the autographs on there when the draft's going on.
Yeah.
I had one, you know, an autograph, and I tweeted of Trubisky that was at like $10, and about an hour after the Bears drafted him, it was at $40. Yeah. It just went boom, you know.
He found the right market to be signed, you know, to be picked from. So
yeah, you know, how they did it, how they got to Trubisky is questionable. It seemed at the time, it's like, whoa, what are you giving up all that stuff? It seemed to me a reach at number three to take a quarterback, but if you really liked one, and he got who he wanted, so fine. But from a card standpoint, I love the fact that all these quarterbacks and running backs and wide receivers went in the top 12.
Yep.
That's great for
early
football
offense,
cards.
Yes, it's good so for
it's
collecting.
It's going to be a really good 2017 football product to open, I think, with all those guys in there. And judging by how some of the autographed items are doing, you know, from these 2017 draft pick ones, the card prices are going to be good on them.
Were you thinking he was the best quarterback in the draft that the Bears were going to pick?
Well, you know what? I watched a lot of video of him as much as I could find after he got picked. I wanted to see more. And, you know, when you go to that NFL.com profile, he had the highest profile, the highest rating. His rating was right in the range of where they had Mariota overall ranked a couple years ago, which is very good. From me looking at him, he's strong. He's accurate with his throws. He's got good speed and pretty good maneuverability. But he's inexperienced and kind of robotic in the way he moves around. Yeah. He's good. They're going to have a lot of work to do with him. But they've got another quarterback in Glenn. And, I mean, hopefully he's as good as they think he is. If not, it's going to be a mess there. Yeah. Then
we'll be getting new management next year. Yeah, you know, if this doesn't work out
in a couple of years, he put all his chips in on this one, so hopefully it works out. And then I had posted on Twitter that is it Buda Baker or Buda Baker, Buda Baker, whatever.
That's he's a good football player, great name.
Yeah. Buda and Baker. I thought, well, if the Bears get Baker with their second pick, then I'm going to be good because I really wanted Jamal Adams. Yeah. I love Jamal Adams. But I thought they'd get him. Then they make the trade, and somebody tweets to me. It's like, well, he went in that spot, but the Cardinals took him with the trade.
Yep.
And then the Bears pick a tight end who's a college basketball player and football player, and hopefully he's good. He's another guy that he's going to be rough around the edges, but a big talent. So hopefully they hit it, and these guys are good. I don't know what else we can say about it.
I guess it'll turn itself. We'll see.
Yeah, we'll root for them.
Yep.
I was really surprised they did what they did. But
it shocked a lot of people. Nobody saw that coming.
No.
Nobody saw
that
coming.
Not that.
The announcers,
nobody
saw it coming.
It was like, whoa. Did you see some of the video and some of the reactions of people that, you know, where they video them, what their reaction was going to be and some of the, oh, my God. It was crazy. And, Bill, it looked like the Redskins maybe did okay. Do you follow the Redskins draft and see what they're doing, out in your area?
Yeah, they got those two Alabama defensive guys.
Yeah.
UCLA safety. So, yeah, they were surprised, I think, that first-round pick fell as far as he did to, like, 16 or 17 where we were.
Yeah, I think so. He wasn't supposed to be there. He was originally, but he had bad shoulders, and I think that's why he dropped. But how would you like to be the new 49ers GM, and all of a sudden you got all these extra picks, especially if he was not had any plans of picking Trubisky to begin with? Yeah. If he didn't, then he's sitting there, okay, whatever. But you would think there were other teams from farther down that were offering to trade up and given them offers, you would think. If not, he got bluffed in poker.
Yeah.
Is what happened with it. Okay, the number here is 312-332-3776. We're on till 8, taking your questions about the value of your collectibles, or you can tweet a picture of an item to my attention. T Crown Tom is my Twitter ID. If you're a listener and you follow me on Twitter and I'm not following you, I want to follow all customers and listeners that are following me. Just send it to my attention and I'll make sure I follow you. T Crown Tom is my Twitter ID. But send a picture of an item if you think it might be valuable, and we'll try to give you an idea of the value of it and whether it's worth putting in a Huggins and Scott auction. We've got a nice prize package, a 2017 Donruss baseball box and a 2017 Panini Elite draft football box. So over $150 worth of boxes we're giving away in the prize package, and the potential for some really valuable stuff. Plus, it's really fun to open the draft pick autograph stuff and see who you get and where they got drafted.
Although I must say it's kind of fun to open up just any pack of cards, I must say. But particularly now the football is good.
Right. Now, a month from now and we know the draft, it'll still be fun to open.
It will be, yes.
That is correct. Okay, so the Huggins and Scott, you can go to HugginsandScott.com, HugginsandScott.com. Bidding ends May 4th. You can look items up right now. Cool stuff on there. A Babe Ruth 1945 dual signed check is at $2,700. A Lou Gehrig single signed baseball has a bid at $10,000. We'll see where that ends up going. That Christy Mathewson 1910 signed book. The book is one in the ninth, and that's at $3,600. He had a beautiful signature. Yeah. So check out HugginsandScott.com, and you can bid on things. You can sign up to bid if you haven't already signed up with them. You can do it online, or you can call Huggins and Scott at 301-608-0355. So it's time for a short break here now. Hang in there, and we'll be right back.
Attention sports collectors. Are you looking to expand your collection? Then mark your calendars now. Huggins & Scott Auctions' next auction begins on April 24th and runs through May 4th. Huggins & Scott is a sports memorabilia auction company that specializes in selling vintage baseball, football, and graded cards, signed autographed vintage sports memorabilia, and Americana collectibles. Visit them online at HugginsandScott.com for a constantly updating auction preview, or call them at 301-608-0355. That's 301-608-0355.
Got a shipment that needs to get out the door today and overnight delivery is just too slow? Then call ERC Delivery Service 24/7, 365 days a year. ERC will get your document, package, or truckload of merchandise where you need it, when you need it delivered, guaranteed. And it's not just Chicagoland. ERC has dedicated daily routes that include Milwaukee, Rockford, and Indiana. Call ERC Delivery Service 630-516-1199. That's 630-516-1199.
Menards is your complete yard and garden center. Get rid of problem weeds and grass with Spectracide products. Spectracide concentrated weed and grass killer gets visible results in as fast as 3 hours and kills the root. Use around shrubs, patios, and walkways to keep problem grass and weeds away. A 32-ounce bottle makes up to 10 gallons. On sale, only $9.88 each. Save big on yard care products and more for your home. Now during Menards' Spring Catalog Sale.
Save big money at Menards.
Stugatz here for Canadian Mist. You know what I'm looking forward to? Hanging with friends on the back deck. We'll grab the red Solo cups, pour some Canadian Mist whiskey with a splash of cola, a little crushed ice. It's so simple. There's absolutely nothing better. Whether you're making stories or telling them, it's how friends share a drink. Read about our story and get some great recipes at CanadianMist.com. Canadian Mist whiskey, simply together, drink responsibly. Canadian Mist blended Canadian whiskey, 40% alcohol by volume, Brown-Forman, Louisville, Kentucky.
Your car's in pretty good shape. If it's only 6 or 7 years old, you just commute to work every day and take the occasional road trip. Sometimes you drive around just so your dog can hang his head out the window. Your car doesn't have to be old to accumulate miles. Pennzoil High Mileage is for any vehicle with 75,000 miles or more on it. It's specially formulated to reduce oil consumption and leaks and reduce engine wear. Pennzoil High Mileage, because before you know it, you'll be on the road again. Make the switch to Pennzoil at a Firestone Complete Auto Care near you.
Do you suffer with chronic sinus infections? Symptoms may include facial pain, pressure above your eyes, below your eyes, sinus headaches. You might feel tired all the time. If this is you, you may also have heard of the Smart Sinus procedure, available only at Smart Sinus. It's a minimally invasive procedure done in the office to rid you of your chronic sinus infections. Imagine no more pressure, no more pain, no more chronic sinus infections. How? The Smart Sinus Procedure. The most frequent comment from patients who've had the Smart Sinus Procedure is they wish they had had it sooner. You don't have to live life with the pressure and the pain. Set an appointment today with Smart Sinus and find out if the Smart Sinus Procedure is the solution for you. Call 847-920-9966. 847-920-9966. That's 847-920-9966.
Attention sports collectors. Are you looking to expand your collection? Then mark your calendars now. Huggins & Scott Auctions' next auction begins on April 24th and runs through May 4th. Huggins & Scott is a sports memorabilia auction company that specializes in selling vintage baseball, football, and graded cards, signed autographed vintage sports memorabilia, and Americana collectibles. Visit them online at HugginsandScott.com for a constantly updating auction preview, or call them at 301-608-0355. 301-608-0355. That's 301-608-0355. Now back to Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan. Sponsored by ERCDelivery.com and Huggins and Scott Auctions on ESPN 1000 and ESPNChicago.com.
Welcome back. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery and Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions. We're on every Saturday from 7 to 8 a.m. Central Time, taking your questions about the value of your collectibles. The number's 312-332-3776. You can give us a call. We're giving away a nice prize package today, a 2017 Donruss baseball box and a 2017 Panini Elite Draft football box to one caller, or if you tweet a picture of an item we use on the show, T Crown Tom is my Twitter ID. You get in the drawing. Vince will pick the winner at the end of the show, and ERC Delivery will deliver it free of charge to your door. Now, Vince, it's since the auction, the Huggins and Scott auction is currently just going on and not over, it looks like we're going to have to do which is higher rather than which ended higher.
Right, I can adjust.
So the bidding ends May 4th. Things could change at any moment, but as of now, which is higher, okay? These are the three items, and I'm going to give you a hint. They're very close in value, and they're all doing real well right now, too. Okay, the first item, Ted Williams, 1939 play ball card number 92. His rookie card graded SGC 5.5.
Okay.
Second item, 1954 Topps Baseball complete 250 card set with a PSA 5.5 Hank Aaron rookie. And a 1 cent wrapper from that. I like it when people have the old wrappers and they include them with the sets.
Absolutely.
Okay, and then the third item, bidding ends now. Remember, it ends May 4th, so these are going to change more than likely. But the which is higher right now? Patrick Waugh, 1986-87, Opeachy rookie card. Number 53 graded PSA 10.
That sounds like that's kind of rare.
It is. Yeah, it's a tough 10. It's a tough 10. So what do you think?
All right, so I am going to go with the 1954 Topps baseball set. I just think that's a cool set. Aaron's rookie year there. I'm going to go with that one.
That is the number one. It is. I was thinking it was second, but it is first. Cool. $2,100 that's at right now. There we go. Second of those three items, the Ted Williams 1939 play ball rookie SGC 5.5 is at, that's third actually at 1900. Second is the Patrick Waugh rookie. Okay. PSA 10 is at $2,000.
Wow.
So people think that 80s hockey rookies, and especially old Peachy of the really good players, they have to be high grade, but if they're in high grade, obviously they go for some good bucks.
Very nice.
Yes. So Chester from St. Charles is on the line. What do you have there, Chester? Welcome to the show.
Yeah, I have some 19 cards in the 1940s. Guys played in the 1940s. I have a rookie, Mark McGwire rookie card, number one rookie card, Mark McGwire.
Well, what do you have from the 40s, Chester?
Jim Palmer, a lot of names I forget.
Well, yeah, those guys weren't in the 40s. Maybe if you can get some of those guys to us and tell us who they are. There's an echo. We've got the wrong decades going
Twilight
there.
Twilight Zone, time warp, all that's
happening right now. I think we're part of that without a doubt. Yeah. It was. I think we had entered the Twilight Zone.
But Chester, call back if you get the right years on those. Call back.
Yeah, if you have the 40s, like, play ball cards from 30. I mean, we were just talking about that 1939 play ball Ted Williams card. If they're nice, they can be very valuable. So we'll see what happens. But Jim Palmer, I don't think he'd be very happy to hear he's old enough that somebody thinks he played in the 40s. Yeah. Adam from Worth is on the line. What do you have there, Adam?
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Yeah, I got a couple cards I'm not sure about. One's a 1961 Roger Maris Topps card. And the other one is a 1969 Willie Mays number 190. never had them graded or anything. So
how nice a condition are they?
Pretty good, not bad.
Yeah.
I haven't looked at them in about 20 years. So
okay, yeah. Well, Bill, give them an idea on value based on like if it's a 6 or an 8 or a 5 or an 8 or something like that on those cards.
Well, the Maris card is probably going to be better. That's a tough card to find centered, and you get a 5 or a 6 on that, it's around $100 or so, maybe a little more. If you get an 8 on something like that, you're into $1,000 or more. It's that big of a difference. And the Maze card is a 5 or so is probably around $40 or $50, and if you get an 8 on that, that's probably $200 to $400, depending on how nice of an 8 it is.
And then if you somehow have one that just is absolutely perfect and get a higher grade than that, then who knows?
Then you get into stupid money.
Yeah. Now James from Twitter sent me a picture here. This is something interesting, Bill. T Crown Tom, what are these worth? Kareem Abdul-Jabbar pants from the 73-74 season, they're warm-up pants, striped warm-up pants. Now, I don't know how you guys are at or how the authentication is for proving that these are actual game-used warm-up pants. He does have them photo-matched. If you have proof on that, what do you think? What would you think on the value of those? You know, they'd be very long if they're Kareem's warm-up pants.
I would think, you know, the pants like that, they're not, well, it's not a jersey, could still have some significant value. It's early in his career.
Yeah.
I would say if you could, you know, if he's got a photo match, that's a great start toward authenticating those things. They could be in the $1,000 range or more.
Yeah, it would be interesting to see what those would do in an auction. You would definitely want to give those a shot or at least look them over and see what you could do with them.
Oh, yeah, sure. If we could go with his photo match, I mean, that's a virtual concrete thing if these lately that's come about is the photo matching of it. That it really, you know, that's all the authenticity you really need.
Yeah, and he had the pictures there on Twitter where it looks legit, you know, from that. So that's pretty cool.
I'm curious if Kareem signed a lot as Lew Alcindor, and is there a value difference in Lew Alcindor signed versus Kareem Abdul-Jabbar?
If you have 60s Lew Alcindor signed items, that's good. I mean, have you had enough to be able to tell the difference in value, Bill? Lew Alcindor that was actually signed before he changed his name, and then
those are $1,000 autographs.
Yeah.
Again, he had beautiful handwriting, so it spells out Lew Alcindor. And I'll tell you, even as when he changed his name, he, for the last decade or more, he just signs Abdul-Jabbar. But early on, he would sign Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Those have some significant value as well. If you can get anything signed Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
It seems like when in the autographs that came out of the packs, I'd have to look back again now. I think at first he might have done them Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, but not anymore, too. Yeah. You know, in the ones that come out of the packs. Then we got a nice autographed Michael Jordan golf card here from iZombie COD on Twitter. Michael Jordan autographed card, if you got that in person, I would think it's a collector's choice upper deck card. I would think that would be hundreds of dollars, a few hundred dollars. The best Jordan autographs are the ones where he's in a Bulls uniform in an official card, and especially the ones that came out of the pack signed. Then if you go even the best of those, if they had a Bulls patch and signed. I've seen some guys that have LeBron and Jordan dual autographs, and you know that stuff that came out of upper deck packs early on. When Upper Deck still had the basketball license, that stuff goes for a lot of money, big time stuff. You get those in your auction sometimes too, Bill, where some of that the basketball stuff, the signed stuff, it does real well.
Oh yeah, I think that's a big growing part of our auction is the shiny cards and the rare one of ones and things like that.
It does seem like you're getting more of it, and when you do get it, it does real well. The number here is 312-332-3776. We're on every Saturday morning, 7 to 8, taking your questions about the value of your collectibles. We're giving away a 2017 Donruss baseball box and a 2017 Panini Elite Draft football box to one caller. Or if more of you want to tweet pictures of items to me, T Crown Tom is my Twitter ID. If we use it on the show, you get in the drawing that way also. Over $150 worth of boxes, so it's a great prize package. Give us a call. If you have something you've been sitting on, you think it might be valuable, now's a good time to call about it. And then we'll go and talk about some more of the items that are currently being bid on in Huggins and Scott's auction. There's a couple nice Ty Cobb cards. Bill, now here's a 1909-11 Ty Cobb T206. Bat on shoulder, PSA 5, that's $2,700. And then another one, PSA 4.5, I think it had a green background, $6,600. On same player, same set, but one's much more valuable. Can you give a little detail on why the one would be selling for so much higher?
Well, the green background one is the toughest one to find. There weren't that many of those that were made. The red background is there again, the easiest, the portrait one. That was done by lots of different companies with different backs and stuff like that. But the green one has always been the number one, and then the two bat ones kind of fall in the middle, and then the red one is usually, if all conditions are equal, the lesser valued of the three or the four. But in any grade, those things bring great money. Ty Cobb is just, you know, one of the best sellers there ever was.
Yeah, and on tobacco cards, you know, that old of cards, if you're getting four fives and fives and sixes, I mean, that's great condition for those cards. They look great. There's just something about it. I don't know, maybe you just know it's that old and it just looks great. Joe from Naperville is on the line. What's up, Joe?
Hey, a patient of mine, older guy, he's got the old Bismarck Hotel restaurant. The Yankees were staying there, and he's got the entire 1954 team signature on it. And just kind of curious what they might go for. He wanted to give it to me, but I can't accept stuff from patients, and I just want to give them like maybe a ballpark idea or tell them where to go to get it appraised.
We'd like to see pictures of it, but it sounds very cool. It would definitely be a Huggins and Scott auction item, Bill, with the whole team if they actually all sign that. You want to give them a ballpark on that, or would you want to see it first?
Well, it would help ballpark. To see it, however. I'm sorry. No, I say it would help to see it, but I mean, I assume they're signed on the front of the program.
I couldn't even tell you. He was like 9 years old when he had it done, so couldn't even tell you.
Oh, okay. Well, assume they're signed on the front of the program and it displays, you know, fairly well. You're from the 54 Yankees. You're looking at, gosh, on its worst day, probably $1,000, and on its best day, it could be a couple thousand.
Yeah, that's about right where I was thinking, too. Now, Joe, if he wants to stop by Triple Crown in Naperville and show it to me sometime, then I can take a picture of it and send a bill and tweet it and talk about it on the show and give it more accurate. But it sounds like a neat item, and if he did want to auction it, that would be a good Huggins and Scott auction item.
Okay, so contact you at the Triple what?
It's Triple Crown in Naperville, 630-357-7707. I'm there 6 days a week.
Okay, thanks for your help,
guys. Yeah, sure. That's neat. Thanks. Next on the line, we have Lou from Des Plaines. What's up, Lou?
Hi, guys.
Hi.
I have two Jordan 86 Fleer, his rookie cards, and they're both graded. One's at 8 and one's at mint 9.
Wow, that's very good. Now, Huggins and Scott has two Jordan rookies going right now, okay? They have a PSA 7 that is currently at $775, and PSA 9 is currently at $2,700. So wait and see. Thursday, you'll be able to see what the final pricing is on them, but you can see, so the PSA 8 would be right in the middle, roughly, of what these two end at.
Right. Well, one of the other questions I had, these were graded maybe 15 years ago. is it worth trying to get them regraded? Do they do that? See if they.
Well, if you look over the card and you think it could be a better grade than that, I mean, they've switched to half grades, so maybe your eight's an 8.5 or whatever. But, you know, I don't know. I'm not big on doing that, but if you really think you might have a better grade, why not? Those are both PSA, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Both, yes.
Yeah, and either one of those, Bill, you'd be happy to put in an auction, wouldn't you? An 8 or a 9 Jordan rookie?
Oh, both. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. The people never tire of getting Jordan rookies.
Any Jordan rookie is good. Any Jordan rookie is good.
Are they still a, I mean, obviously he's very popular or whatever, but I mean, they're still a hot commodity.
Oh, yeah. I'd say a year ago his stuff was doing better than it is right now, but right now it's doing better than it was 5 years ago. So, I mean, you know, things go through ebbs and flows, but there's always, I mean, he's still considered the best ever, and there's always going to be a demand for his stuff. So, yeah, great stuff. If you ever need some money, feel like selling one, just want to have a little excitement, then send it in, and we'll see what happens with it. Now it's time for another short break. The number's 312-332-3776. We're on till 8, taking your questions about the value of your collectibles. So hang in there. We'll be right back.
Attention collectors and investors. Are you looking to expand your collection? Then mark your calendars now. Huggins & Scott Auction's next auction begins on April 24th and runs through May 4th. Huggins & Scott is not only a sports memorabilia auction company, but they also specialize in actively selling coins, political and presidential items, vintage toys, comics, and more. Visit them online at HugginsAndScott.com for a constantly updating auction preview, or call them at 301-608-0355. That's 301-608-0355.
So, you own a home. Ever go shopping for paint? There are like 70 kajillion combinations to choose from. Flamingo feather pink with an eggshell finish? Whispering peach and ultra gloss? It's no wonder so many people just end up picking flat beige. Well, here's one combination for homeowners that's not complicated. Combining your home and auto insurance at State Farm. It's not just simple and convenient. It can also save you some C-note green. In fact, if you own a home in the Chicago area, you could save big. Just like customers all over the country who save an average of $761 when combining home and auto with State Farm. Your State Farm agent is here to help make it easy with the coverage you need at a great price. Make your life easier and save a few bucks. State Farm Red is your go-to color. We're here to help. Just talk to your State Farm agent. Call 1-800-STATE-FARM or go to statefarm.com. Average household savings based on 2015 National Survey of New Policyholders who reported savings by switching to State Farm.
Napa Know-How.
Why buy the dual cam sports action and dash camera from Napa for $69.99? Because it's the only dash cam that's also an everything else cam, so you can record yourself being safe on the road or attach it to your helmet for dirt biking off-road. Because like this camera, you're a double threat. The dual cam sports action and dash camera for only $69.99. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer expires 4/30/17.
If there's one thing the pros at Advance know, it's parts.
Advance Auto Parts and Batteries, Craig can help you.
Hey, Craig, I need an oil change. I was wondering if you had any deals.
Yes, we have 5 quarts of Castrol Edge with a K&N filter for $22.99.
That's a good deal. Castrol Edge is good stuff, right?
Absolutely. Helps the performance of hardworking engines.
Oh, that sounds great.
Yeah, you can't get better protection.
Wow, even better.
Now at Advance Auto, get 5 quarts of Castrol Edge or high-mileage full synthetic and a K&N oil filter for just $22.99 after mail-in rebate. See store for details, also at participating CarQuest stores.
Hey, Chicago, get that spring flooring project done with deals from Lumber Liquidators. This week, the best selection of wood look waterproof flooring up to 24% off. All water-resistant Dream Home Ultra X2O laminate is 11 to 13% off. And get 10% off engineered hardwood and engineered bamboo. They're great for every environment and every level of your home. More deals from 69 cents plus special financing. Get the perfect floor with deals from Lumber Liquidators. Visit lumberliquidators.com to find a Chicago store near you today.
Hi, this is John Barrett, and I'm the general manager of Bob Rohrman's Schaumburg Honda Automobiles. Come see us now during the Honda Dream Garage sales event and save on over 1,000 available brand new Hondas. Everything is on sale right now with great deals just in time for spring and summer driving. Lease a brand new 2017 Honda Civic LX sedan with automatic transmission for just $179 a month, or a 2016 Honda CR-V LX with all-wheel drive for only $199 a month. or get 0.9 APR financing for 60 months with zero down payment on some of the most popular models like the Honda Accord, Civic, and Odyssey minivan.
There's only one, Bob Roorman.
Bob Roorman, Schaumburg Honda Automobiles. Just 8 blocks west of the Woodfield Mall on Golf Road, Schaumburg.
Plus tax, title, license, doc fee, and approved credit. 36-month lease with 1999 Civic, 2599 CRV, due at signing. $1,705 for 1,000 financed.
Now back to Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan.
Welcome back. I'm Tom Morgan from Triple Crown in Naperville with Vince Clemente of ERC Delivery and Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott. Auctions run every Saturday from 7 to 8 a.m. Central Time. Taking your questions about the value of your collectibles, a nice prize package today, 2017 Donruss baseball box and a 2017 Panini Elite Draft football box to one caller, or if you've tweeted me a picture of an item, T Crown Tom is my Twitter ID, and we use it on the show. You get in the drawing. Vince picks the winner at the end of the show, and then you have to email them and set up a free delivery to your door from Vince's company, ERC Delivery. So we have a lot of callers waiting here, so let's get right to it. Let's see, waiting the longest, Jim from Forest Park is on the line. Thanks for waiting, Jim. What do you have?
I actually won a autographed Troy Aikman painting. It's by Stephen Holland, and it's a Geesley, and it's numbered number 81 out of 100, and I know nothing about it.
Okay, so it's a print of Troy Aikman. Bill, have you heard of that artist, or is that something you'd have to look into a little? It not being a one-of-one, you know, where it's an original painting, hurts a bit, but what do you think of the value of that?
Oh, the Stephen Holland G-Clays. Yes, they're very popular.
We've there you sold go.
Quite a number of them over the years. I don't know if I've sold an Aikman before, but, I mean, if they're all nice and still in really good shape, they're hundreds, if not 1,000 or more.
Very good. Now, is that something that if Jim wanted to send it to Huggins and Scott, you'd want to auction that item for him, Bill?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Okay, cool, Jim.
Awesome. Thanks, guys. Yeah, like I said, I entered it in a raffle, and I didn't know. I'm a Cowboys fan, and like I said, I didn't know what the value of it was at all.
Do you have it prominently displayed somewhere right now?
Absolutely, in the basement with all the other Cowboy stuff. That's
right. There you go. How about them Cowboys? There you go. Thanks for the call. Next on the line, we have, let's see, Kevin from Burlington, Wisconsin. What's new in Burlington there, Kevin?
Hi, Tom. Just nice, quiet town, away from the city.
Very good. And, what's up?
I have a Chicago White Sox World Series 2005. I have single balls signed by every player and balls signed by Kenny Williams and Jerry Reinsdorf.
Oh, I have a Reinsdorf-Kenny Williams dual signed ball myself, actually. Mm-hmm. That I was picking that stuff up. Unfortunately, the White Sox team signed balls, from what they came out at when they were first won the World Series to what they are now, I was just looking online because somebody had one. I think you can pick them up on eBay now. $300-$400, and originally they were $1,500 to $2,000, I think, is what they were.
They don't
asking
seem to have the
those.
Appeal as some of the other World Series champions.
They've been cold. Right. You know, they've had a few years that weren't very good. They seem to be turning it around some now. They're doing the right things, maybe. So I wouldn't want to sell that right now. Long term, it should be good. I mean, it was the first Chicago team to win a World Series in a long time, and you can never take that away from them. So it's a good ball, but right now the demand's just not there for them. You know, it's all about any collectibles. It's supply and demand. Things tend to go up and down over the years. Mike from West Chicago's on the line. What do you have there, Mike?
Hello, Tom. We had talked about this earlier, so I had to dig them out and see how they were. I have a Cassius Clay signature on about a 5x7 blank sheet of paper.
Mm.
And then I have a Muhammad Ali autograph on the back of an envelope.
Okay. Now, Cassius Clay, did you get that signed in the 60s?
Yes. Well, my mom did. Actually, she bumped into him both times. Obviously on two different occasions, 10 years apart.
Mm.
and she got his autograph.
Now, Bill Huggins, if Mike sent those in to you, would you do them individually or would you sell them together as a lot? And which do you think, what's the difference in value between a Cassius Clay 60s and a Muhammad Ali probably late 70s?
Well, the Cassius Clay, depending on the strength of the signature and how bold it is on a scale of 1 to 10, we've had those that have gotten, oh, I want to say 1,500 to as high as 3,000. And then the Muhammad Ali, if it is the earlier signature of his where it's Muhammad and then Ali underneath it, those are bringing around $1,000 right now.
So would you do those two separate lots or together, do you think?
Yeah. If the Ali is the old Ali, yes, I would run them separately. For
yeah.
Sure.
So that's neat, Mike. I mean, if you ever think of selling them, that's very cool.
Great. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah. Neat. Also neat, something neat to have in the family that you have both of them. I mean, that they met them two different
great
times like
too,
that.
Yep.
I got to stand up to see that. Okay. We got a lineup going here. Okay. Let's see. Dino from Oak Lawn's on the line. What do you have there, Dino?
Hey, guys, how are you?
Good.
Morning.
I got a Super Bowl 20 football signed by Walter Payton. It's one of the white autograph balls. Like, what is that? What is the value for that?
I'm thinking right now, I haven't looked at them, you know, just the last couple of weeks, but maybe $500, $600. You think that's about right, Bill?
Yeah, unless it's really, really sharp and bold, it could be even a little bit more than that.
Yeah, very nice. Now, I think you have, in the current Huggins and Scott auction, bidding at HugginsandScott.com goes now through May 4th. There's a Walter Payton PSA 8 rookie card that's only at $250, so a good chance to pick up a nice Walter Payton rookie card from 1976 Tops. There's another cool Bears item in there that isn't very expensive at the moment. It's the Bears signed 75th anniversary book. It's at $150. Listen to the signatures on this. Sayers, Payton, Butkus, Ditka, and Sid Luckman.
Wow.
So for a Chicago Bears collector, that's a great group of signatures on that item. Go to HugginsandScott.com and you can check out all kinds of stuff, sports, non-sports, a 1986 U.S. $50 Eagle gold bullion coin, $1,100. I could see you being into collecting coins, Vince.
Looking at the dates and, looking at the back and all that, sure.
Absolutely. I did that a little when I was a kid, a little stamps, but I didn't know what I was doing in it.
Not enough time in the day for all the things that we wanted to do.
Yeah, you can't do it all. That's exactly right.
We didn't have to sleep. We might be able to do them, you know?
Yeah, that's right. Bobby from Lockport's on the line. What do you have there, Bobby?
Hey, so I'm going to actually change it. I was going to ask about a White Sox ball as well, but how about a Mickey Mantle and Ted Williams picture autographed by both and authenticated? Just a picture, though.
Is it an 8x10?
Correct.
An 8x10, probably with Mantle and Ted Williams, maybe 400 to 600, you think, Bill, on the two of them?
Yeah, you know, unless it's one of the lesser seen photos of them, it's at least that and could be a little bit more depending on how it displays and the condition and everything.
Yeah. There's always going to be demand for those guys, that's for sure. Okay, waiting on the line here is Ron from Hammond, Indiana. Thanks for waiting, Ron. What do you have?
Morning, guys.
Hi.
I've got a half of a shoebox full of 60s presidential campaign buttons. Are those things worth anything?
There are, I mean, Kennedy stuff is pretty good, but I've heard from, I got a couple guys that come into the shop that do a lot of that, and that market, from what I hear, and Bill, you might know more, is down a little bit on some of the presidential campaign buttons. Is that what you're kind of seeing too, or?
Well, we've kind of found that starting with Kennedy and up, people saved a lot of that stuff. You get into Eisenhower and earlier, and that's when the buttons, the programs, the stuff that were, you know, related to their term and everything has significantly more value. There's really kind of a dividing line there.
Okay, so the 60s stuff probably wouldn't be that great then. But I wouldn't get rid of it. I wouldn't throw it out. I mean, is that, if he had a half a shoebox full, you probably, that wouldn't be something you'd want to auction as a lot?
Oh, I'd want to see what was in it. But, okay. Yeah, that could certainly, I mean, if you got that many of them, now you get into, you could get into some good money there, especially if you've got some of the tougher pins that are not as available as some of the others.
Oh, okay. So how would he do that then? Would he have to send you some pictures or a list of what's in there? Or how would...
Or if he wanted to bring it into T-Crown and you could send it to me, that's when we would get back to him sort of with a game plan as to how we would present it.
Okay, well, Ron, if you're ever in the Naperville area, you want to stop by with the box, I'll take a look, take some pictures, and we'll see if they're worth auctioning for you or not.
Great, thanks, guys.
Okay, very nice. Next on the line, we have, let's see, Gary's puttering along the Dan Ryan. What's up, Gary?
Hey. Yeah, about 2 years ago, I won in a silent auction a Travis Woods autographed Cubs jersey.
Huh. So
wondering how much that would be.
A game used?
Not game used, no.
Unfortunately, signed jerseys, even though he's, you know, was on the Cubs, I still don't think that's going to do much more than 100, 150 maybe. I don't know. I just don't see it doing much more than that. But meanwhile, it's a good thing to have. And if somebody's trying to get all the different Cubs single signed jerseys, that's one, you know, from the World Series team, that's one you'd want.
And you never know in an auction if two people just kind of want a Travis Wood signed jersey. They just go crazy.
True.
And just have to have it.
Yeah. I could see you having one of those hanging at ERC, Vince.
Yes. Bring them all on.
He
could
hit.
Cubs,
you know, he was a good hitter.
Right. Yes.
I could see he probably could have been a hitter if you really concentrated on it. Next on the line, George from Spring Grove. What's up, George?
Good morning, guys. How's it going?
Good. What's up?
Quick question here. I'm going to an event that Ryan Sandberg's going to be at, and I want him to sign a jersey. My question is, should I get a jersey, you know, that he wore back in the day, or do I get a new jersey with, like, the World Series patch on it?
Well, if you had a Ryan Sandberg game-worn jersey from the 80s, I mean, yeah, you'd want to get that done. If not, just get whichever you'd rather display, I guess. Now, here's something that would be good to get signed. In the Huggins and Scott auction, Ryan Sandberg retirement flag that hung at Wrigley Field, I think, for a couple months in 2006. Now, that would be nice.
Sure.
There's also a Billy Williams retirement flag. The Sandberg has a $250 bid. Billy Williams doesn't even have a bid yet. These are cool flags.
Absolutely.
They show, there's a close-up of the flag, and then they show them a picture of them when they hung on the poles at Wrigley. And they have MLB hologram authentication on them. So, I mean, I think those are cool items. But whatever you like.
Yeah. That's a good idea. So you don't think there would be a... greater value in which jersey I pick?
Well, yeah, game used jersey is always, but it's gonna, if you don't have it already, game used jersey is gonna cost you a bunch. What do you think an 80s game worn Sandberg Cubs jersey would go for, Bill?
Oh, early 80s, those are gonna be a few $1,000 for sure.
Yeah, without a doubt. Or, that one gentleman has the Sandberg game used bat, but that's not coming out till August. How soon are you gonna see him?
In about 2 months.
Okay. Well, you could maybe get that flag. I think that flag's pretty cool.
Anything's possible.
Yeah, that would be, look at HugginsandScott.com. Just check out those flags. Yep. I like the fact that they hung at Wrigley. I mean,
that
I think
cool.
That's cool.
Yep.
And when you look up the MLB hologram, it gives that background. It says the 3 months or whatever that it actually hung there. We got time for one more quick call here. We've got Randy from Wooddale. Thanks for waiting. Randy, what do you have?
Well, first of all, thanks for taking my call. I listen to you guys every weekend, and it's a great show. Very interesting.
Thanks, Randy.
I've got a Brett Favre rookie card, mint condition, and an Atlanta Falcon uniform. He's in jersey number 6.
Okay, the Favre rookies, they're like $5 to $10 if they're not graded. If you had a stadium club rookie, it's more if it's a high grade. And any of them, if they're graded PSA 10 or BGS 10, they're going to sell for more money. So they have to be graded, though, to really get the money. And now it's time for Vince Clementi to do the drawing.
This week's winner is Joe from Naperville. So, Joe, email me your address, vince@arcdelivery.com. I'll get back to you and set up a time and day to deliver free.
Now, since he is in Naperville, if he contacts you and he wants to just come in, I've got the boxes at T-Crown.
Yep.
So if it's easier for you guys to do it that way this time, just tell him he can pick him up there, whichever you want to do, either way.
I'll let you know.
All right. And now don't forget, Huggins and Scott, bidding ends May 4th for their May auction. Go to HugginsandScott.com. All kinds of sports, non-sports. There's a search button there or a search box there. You can type in if you think you're looking for something, you think it might be there, type it in on their main page, and it'll show anything that comes up. And I'm at Tom Morgan at Triple Crown in Naperville 6 days a week. So you can check it out there, bring anything in you think might be good. Have a great week, everybody, and thanks for listening.